Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Ozzy, Camila Cabello, beautiful. It's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music, and your home for commercial-free Mondays. We are Hot 101.5, and we're going to get to your advice for someone in our Miguel and Holly family that really needs help. We'll do that in just a second. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, you're listening for Post Malone Psycho. That's the hot song of the day. You're going to hear it in the next 16 minutes, all right? So keep listening, and as soon as you hear it, make sure to be caller 20. Also, tomorrow's Thursday, which means it is Tampa Bay Secrets.
Ooh, yes, I love it.
What is it, Holly?
When you got some kind of secret on your chest and you need to just let it out, but you can't tell your friends or whatever, you tell us anonymously. Get to hot1015tampabay.com and click on the Miguel and Holly link. You can submit your secrets right there. Like I said, totally anonymous, and then we read them tomorrow.
We are calling her Anna, our Miguel and Holly family member that's in a really crappy situation.
Yeah, she wrote in and said that she's been married for 4 years, or been together with this guy for 4 years, married for 3. She said she's seen a couple weird things lately, looked at his phone, then saw a text message with like a half-naked woman and a sex site link. And, you know, we're saying it could be spam, but the problem is he gets super defensive. The last time they fought about this, he told her she was crazy, she was a nosy bee, and then threw the phone across the room and stormed out.
So we're trying to find out, what do you do at this point when you've seen a little bit of evidence, but they're saying you're crazy? What's happened when you've been in this situation? Abby from Winter Park, what happened when you were in a similar situation?
I was in a very similar situation where I saw this text message, and then a couple days later, I saw another one. And so I actually wrote the phone number down of where they came from. And the next time I was by myself, I called the number. And it was late. It was at night. I wasn't by myself. He was out. So I called the number, and the girl said that she never heard of him. And then about 5-10 minutes later, she called back and admitted that, yes, she knew him. He wasn't there at the time, but she felt really bad that he had been lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I was in that situation before.
So what would you tell, we're calling her Anna, what would you tell her to just walk away from it or keep exploring or get that number and call this other woman?
I went so far as to have my phone bill out. That was when they actually sent you your phone bill with all the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go through and I'd start highlighting all the ones I didn't know. And I called them all. And it was more than just that one. But
yep.
Yeah.
Listen, you are a private investigator. And you need to be. Honestly, if you feel like something is wrong, trust that feeling, because that is your intuition telling you, girl, something is wrong, and you can't just explain it away.
It's true. I mean, when you have that feeling, there's a reason why your gut is telling you. We have Anonymous from Tampa on the board. So I'm assuming, were you in this situation?
You are correct. I was in this situation. Only what I found on my soon-to-be ex-husband's phone was a little bit more damning than a text that he could justifiably write off as, this person could justifiably write it off as, oh, well, I didn't ask for it. They just randomly texted me. Hmm. But I would say that this person's response, the writer who wrote in, is mm-hmm. absolutely justified. She should be asking these kinds of questions. And for him to think that she's overreacting is just, in my opinion, emotional abuse.
Like,
that's a classic sign of controlling.
It's gaslighting.
And, yeah. And trying to, it's trying to get them to think that they're nuts. And I've been through it, and it sucks. And I'm not saying that it's going to end the same way my relationship is ending, but you know what? I stuck on for 2 years, and I really should not have. I should have walked away with the first sign when I found things on his phone.
Now, and I'm curious.
He didn't physically cheat, but he emotionally cheated too. Mm-hmm.
What was the really damning thing that you saw on his phone?
He was emailing people on Craigslist and sending pictures of himself.
Mm. And I'm assuming these were naked pictures?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your...
While they didn't contain his face, you could tell they were him.
Oh, she said, I know!
I seen
every birthmark down there!
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you so much for your phone call. So, Holly, the final consensus that we're giving to Anna, that we're calling her.
He's gaslighting you. He's trying to make you feel crazy by saying you're crazy so that you doubt yourself and you don't question him anymore, which is exactly what you're doing. So his plan is working. Keep on. If you feel like something is wrong, you should keep looking into it. And honestly, your partner that you marry is supposed to be your person.
Right.
Why would someone who's supposed to have your back in life treat you that way? I would never do that to you, Miguel. Right. I would never speak to somebody like that. I would never, like, blow up. I mean, when you really feel like this person has got your back and they're trying to their best to make you a better person, why would this even have happened this way? And I just have a quick second tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I get the fact that that might be a spam thing that came to your phone.
Right.
Who is getting these spam half-naked women? Like, I've never heard of this happening. Like,
what type of sites are you on?
What are you doing that suddenly these spam bots, possibly from Russia, have your number?
It's called Adult Friend Finder. That's what's happening right there. He's trying to sign up for that one free month subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Anna, the advice that all of us in the Miguel and Holly family, because, I mean, we have tons of calls up here that we can't get to, is you got to keep exploring this. And please keep us updated on what happens.
Get those receipts. Always go in with the proof.
It's Hot 101.5. And Holly?
Yes?
This is the song of the day now. We are looking for caller 20, 877-999-1015. Let's get you this money.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.